So, the long and the short of it was that I agreed to help Stiffy and Stinker.
With reluctance, sir. Miss Bing went off, leaving you alone in the maze.
Which I found my way out of in a matter of minutes, no doubt.
In a matter of hours, sir.
Hours? What time did I get out, for heaven's sake?
9:30, sir.
At night?
Yes, sir.
Did I miss dinner?
And tea, sir. Before you were rescued.
Rescued? Who by?
By Sir Watkin Bassett.
Oh, and then what?
Sir Watkin accepted your story that you were there visiting Miss Bing and invited you for after-dinner coffee on the lawn, sir. He was doubtless adhering to the principle that in view of the circumstances of your last encounter, you were better off in his sight than out of it.
I see.
You were then reintroduced to Mr. Budge.
Who thought I was Mr. Wooster, right?
He did.
Whereas Sir Watkin knew me as Mr. Finknottle.
Precisely.
How did I cope?
Extremely adroitly, sir.
Of course.
Until the arrival of the real Mr. Finknottle masquerading as Mr. Wooster, whom you had to persuade, so far as Mr. Budge was concerned, to revert to being Mr. Finknottle, Mr. Budge knowing you already as Mr. Wooster.
And Mr. Budge, how was he?
Somewhat confused, sir. Enterprisingly, you explained away the hiatus in typical fashion.